Borg quasi, ne?
Last week's Sedra, we read about the midst of Kedosha and Tiyu. This week's Sedra, we continue the theme of Kedusha in specific regard to the Kohanim. So I'd like to speak about a topic which is very closely linked to Kedusha. The Rabbi Chaim Vital brings down that his Rebbe, the Arizal, told him that one of the main ways to access Kedusha, and he says without this you can't possibly come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the sugya of brachas. Rabbi Chaim Vital says the Arizal told him to be very makbid on all the halachas of brachas, and without proper focus on making brachas, the Arizal told him that he couldn't possibly achieve any levels of Kedusha. So I wanted to speak about a particular aspect of the halachas of making brachas. The way that I got onto this topic involved a mistake that I made over Yom Tov. I was in two minds to discuss the story that happened to me, because, you know, it involves myself making a mistake. So I looked into the sugya, and I saw that the Taz introduces the sugya that I'm going to discuss, and he says, "My sibol yodi, it happened, I made the following mistake." And he says almost exactly the same mistake that I made, so I thought if the Taz can introduce the sugya like this, then I certainly can mention a mistake that happened to myself. So, on this year we had the Pesach, was Shabbos and Sunday. So on Sunday night, I came home to make Havdalah on Yom Tov. So Yom Tov, Havdalah, Bo Pragofen, and the Bracha of Havdalah. So I came home, and on the table there was a bottle of wine, there was a bottle of grape juice, and there was another bottle. Now, the grape juice that I'd opened earlier in the day was a lighter grape juice. Now, there are different shades of grape juice. There's dark grape juice, lighter grape juice. And I remember that the last bottle of grape juice that I'd opened was a light grape juice. Now, on Pesach, the apple juice is put in a bottle which is very similar to the grape juice bottle. So I had in my mind, okay, a lighter shade of grape juice. I took the bottle which looked like the grape juice bottle, and I filled the bracha, and I made Bo Pri HaGofen, I made the bracha of Havdalah, and I drank the kais, and then something didn't feel right. And I realized that I'd taken the bottle of apple juice. So I said it was similar colour, exactly the same bottle, similar taste for a few seconds, and then I realised it was apple juice. So I saw the bottle of wine there. So I took the bottle of wine. I then filled the becher with wine, and immediately had a cup of wine. So I made the mistake. I made the havdalah on apple juice, drank the apple juice, and then I realised I made the hagofen, so I wanted to have wine. So I filled a cup of wine and then had a cup of wine.
You made a kiddush as well?
This is Havdalah. Just Havdalah. Yeah, no, the kiddush I got right. Kiddush was on grape juice. This is the story with Havdalah. Okay, so Hagofen, Havdalah, apple juice, and then a cup of wine afterwards. So after I looked into the sugya, so I just wanted to share with you some of the auras which come out from this story. And Mishnah Berurah speaks about similar cases. And the Poskim also speak about different cases. And there are many interesting halachas which come out from these sugyas. They're very detailed and complicated halachas. Please check, investigate anything that I say before you follow. Please consult with your rav. Make sure that every case is different. Please make sure that I've got it right, and that applies to the case that you're looking into. So you look in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. So Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Tesvav speaks out the following case. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kiddush, somebody made Kiddush, the Kodem Shetam, so he made Kiddush, this is about Kiddush, before he drinks the cup of wine. So Hivsik Badibor, he spoke before he drank the cup of wine. So you have to, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayze Mavarech Bo Pri HaGofen, so you make another Bo Pri HaGofen, Ve'ein Sarech Lach Sarech LeKaddish, you don't have to make another Kiddush. So if somebody makes Kiddush, Bo Pri HaGofen, makes the bracha of Kiddush, and then he talks, he interrupts, he says, speaks about something which is irrelevant to Kiddush. So the halacha is, you make another Bo Pri HaGofen, and then you drink the cup of wine. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hu Adin Im Nishbach HaKais, Kodem Shiyitai Memenu. The same thing applies if somebody makes Kiddush, Bo Pri HaGofen, makes the bracha of Kiddush, and then before he drinks it, he spills out all the wine. So what do you do, says the Shulchan Aruch, Yavi Kais Acher, You should bring another cup of wine. And you make another bo'er pri hagafen. You don't have to make kiddush again. So the Shulchan Aruch says somebody makes kiddush. He then says all the brachas. The becha spills. So he spills out all the wine. So you bring another cup of wine. You make a bo'er pri hagafen. You don't need to make kiddush again. Now, with kiddush, there are two aspects. Before we go into that halacha, there are two things that we have to know with kiddush. First of all, kiddush has to be made on a cup of wine. And not only that, you have to drink the cup of wine. There are halachas about how much you have to drink, a mulay lugmav. There are detailed halachas in who drinks, how you drink. But with kiddush, you have to drink the cup of wine. Now, with benching, it's slightly different. With benching, when we bench on a kais, the idea is to bench on a kais, but you don't actually have to, I mean, ideally you drink it at the end, but there aren't the same halachas of drinking the cup of wine when you bench. So for instance, if you're benching on Shalosh Shuvos time, and it's after Shkia, so we bench on a kais, but we don't necessarily drink it. However, when it comes to kiddush, you have to drink the cup of wine as well. And therefore we see, if you make kiddush, and you spill the wine, so you should bring another cup of wine, make another bo'er pri hagafen, so that you're drinking wine as well.
I'm just thinking about the point of making a bo'er pri hagafen on the apple juice. What about the point that you made a dollar on apple juice? I'll talk about it soon.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Mishnah points out that the Shulchan Aruch, who says that if the cup of wine spills, you make another bo'er pri hagafen, that is the Shulchan Aruch following his opinion from Hilchos Brachos, that if something spills, you always need to make another bracha. However, says in the Mishnah Berurah, the way we paskin is, if you had in mind to drink more wine, so you had, let's say, a bottle of wine on the shelf, and you had intention to drink that bottle of wine during the meal, so in that case, if your cup of wine spills, so you don't need to make another bo'er pri hagafen, because since your intention was to drink more wine, and the wine was, let's say, on the shelf, you were going to have it. So if you make a kiddush with your bo'er pri hagafen, you make the kiddush and it spills. So he says you don't need to make another bracha because your kiddush was fine, you made it on a cup of wine, and your bracha was going on the cup of wine that was on your shelf because you intended to drink it. So he says if that happens, if you're intending to drink more wine and your cup of wine spills, so you don't need to make another bracha. All you need to do is fill up the wine with the wine on the shelf, and then you can drink the cup of wine, and you don't need to take any more brachas. Okay? Now, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, what happens if you made kiddush and you discovered that your cup of wine, let's say, had gone off, it turned into vinegar? So you thought you were making kiddush on wine, and then you make a bo'er pri hagafen, you make kiddush, and then you sip the cup, and you realize it's vinegar, it's charcoal, it's or he says if it was water. So what should you do in that case? So he says like this. So if you weren't intending to drink any more wine, so you haven't made kiddush properly because you make kiddush on vinegar or water. So what you should do is you have to start again. Really, you have to bring a cup of wine. You have to make kiddush, and you have to make a bo'er pri hagafen because you didn't make a proper kiddush. However, if you were intending to drink more wine, so then, even though it turns out that what you made kiddush on wasn't good, you don't have to make another bo'er pri hagafen because you were intending to drink more wine. So where you made a kiddush on something that wasn't wine, but you were intending to drink more, so then he says you don't have to make a bo'er pri hagafen again. You can just bring the cup of wine and you can drink the wine without a bracha. Except you have to say kiddush again, because since the wine wasn't there, and you made kiddush on wine or vinegar, you have to make kiddush again, but you don't make another bo'er pri hagafen. Now, he then goes on to say that if you have wine on the table in front of you, and you make kiddush on something which you thought was wine, but wasn't wine, so then he says your bo'er pri hagafen goes on everything on the table. And therefore, if you make a mistake whilst you have wine on the table, so your kiddush is fine because you have wine on the table. The kiddush is chal on everything on the table. Your bo'er pri hagafen is okay because it's chal on everything on the table. And therefore, you don't have to make another bo'er pri hagafen. You don't have to make another kiddush. Okay, now, so going back to the case that I was speaking about. So the case that I mentioned, there was wine on the table. And the Mishnah Berurah says, as long as you have wine on the table, and it was in front of you when you made Kiddush, it doesn't matter if you find out that you made Kiddush on water, on beer, on apple juice, whatever it might be. As long as you had wine there, your Bo Perah Goffin is chal on the wine on the table. Your Kiddush is chal on the wine on the table. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Now, the one issue with that is, I saw in the Sefer Zos HaBracha, he says that it could be that's just with Kiddush. Because in Kiddush, he says, if you've got wine on the table, so we assume that during the meal you're going to have it. So the Kiddush is chal on the wine, the Borei Pro Goffin is chal on the wine on the table, that's fine. But he says with Havdalah, it's slightly different. Because with Havdalah, it's not obvious that you're going to go to have going to proceed to have a cup of wine that was on the table. So it's not normal to, you know, some people go straight into Melava Malka after Havdalah, but it's not necessarily the accepted practice that you'll, after Havdalah, you'll start to drink the wine that's on the table. So with Havdalah, he says, it might be slightly different if you have, even though you had wine on the table, he says, it might not be good enough. Now, just before I go into some details of this, Mishnah Berurah also points out that if you make a mistake, let's say you pour yourself what you think is a cup of wine, and it turns out to be a cup of beer, and you make Borei Perah Goffin on a cup of beer, and you make Kiddush, and then you realize it's beer. So what should you do? So you didn't have any wine there, so you made the wrong bracha, you made the wrong Borei Perah Goffin. But he points out that since b'di'eved you can make Kiddush on beer, there's a principle that you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, something which is an important drink, a beverage, which is commonly served to honor guests in that country. Although we discourage at night time to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, we're more lenient with Kiddush at Shacharis, we're more lenient with Havdalah when it comes to making Kiddush on Chamar Medina. In fact, the Ramah says on Motzah Pesach, you can specifically make Kiddush on beer because at that point it's more chaviv, it's something which is enjoyable at that point after no beer throughout Pesach. So since there are situations where we would be happy to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, on the important beverage of that town. So he says, if you make a mistake and you make Kiddush on beer, so he says, okay, you made the wrong bracha. But he says, at the end of the day, your Kiddush is okay because you had something which was Chamar Medina. After this, he says, you should make the correct bracha. You should make a shakon yevetvaray, and then you should drink the beer, and you've been yoytzer Kiddush, and you've made the correct bracha at the end, even though you made a mistake at the beginning with the wrong bracha. So with regards to apple juice, if you make a mistake and you make Kiddush on apple juice, so that's not so straightforward, because ideally a Chamar Medina should be something that's a respectable drink in that town, like, you know, a whiskey, a beer. Mishnah Berurah is not very happy about milk or juice. If you look at the Shmur Shabbos Kilchasa, he does bring opinions that other things can be considered as Chamar Medina, you know, in case of great necessity. So there are opinions that fruit juice or milk or possibly tea or coffee could be considered as Chamar Medina. He then discusses juice from concentrate, which was the case that happened to me. If it's an apple juice from concentrate, then again, it's even worse because it's not a fresh juice. It's really water, which is mefurish, that it's not considered Chamar Medina. So he's not sure about a juice which is made from concentrate. So, and going back to the case that I said, so if you make a mistake, make a Kiddush on apple juice, so maybe a good Kiddush, may not be a good Kiddush, depends if it's Chamar Medina, but if you had wine in front of you, that is a good Kiddush, because we view the Kiddush as being chal on everything on the table, and your Borei Perah Goffin as well is relevant to everything on the table. So there's an interesting application of this halacha, which I saw in the Oral Tzion. So we say that if you make Kiddush, and you're making Kiddush on water by mistake, but you had a bottle of wine on the table. So if it's a Kiddush, and we assume you're going to have that wine, so the Borei Perah Goffin and the Kiddush is okay, even though you made a mistake, because you were going to have that wine that's on the table. It's Mishnah Berurah, Reish Ayin Aleph, Sivkos Nayin Ches. So the Oral Tzion, Ben Tzion Abashal, speaks out the following case. He says, let's say you are hearing Kiddush from somebody, and you've heard Kiddush from this person before, and you know they're not going to say the bracha clearly. They're going to mumble part of the bracha, and you're worried, you're concerned about hearing Kiddush from them. You think that you won't hear the words properly. So he says, what should you do in that situation? So he says like this. If you're going to hear the main parts of the bracha clearly, so you think you'll hear the Bo Pri HaGofen at the beginning clearly, you're going to hear the beginning Baruch Atah Hashem clearly, you're going to hear the word Shabbos clearly, possibly you're going to hear something about Yetzias Mitzrayim clearly, the end of the Kiddush you'll hear clearly. As long as you're going to hear the main parts of the Kiddush, so he says that's fine. The extra bits are not essential, and if you're going to hear the main parts of Kiddush, that's okay. But he says, let's say there's a situation where you think you won't hear the Kiddush clearly, you won't hear the brachas clearly, the beginning, the end, whatever it is, you won't hear the main parts of Kiddush clearly. So what should you do? So he says like this, you can say Kiddush yourself, and you can look at the cup of at his Kiddush cup, and it's as if you're making Kiddush on the kais by looking at his cup of wine that he's making Kiddush on, and you can say the words yourself. Do you have to? No. I don't think, as long as somebody drinks, I mean, ideally you should drink something, and especially if people around you are going to drink the cup of wine, that's okay. But even ideally, you should drink something. Yeah, but
from
any of the wine which is there. Yeah, on the table. Yeah. So he says, how do we know this? So he says from this halacha, we see over here that, of course, ideally you should make kiddush on a cup of wine that you're holding. But he says, any wine which is on the table, we'll see in the Mishnah, can be considered as part of the wine that you're making kiddush on. And therefore, b'di'eved, if you're in a situation where you're not holding the cup of wine, but the wine is there, somebody else is holding the cup of wine, you can say the kiddush yourself, and you can have in mind the cup of wine that's on the table, even though somebody is going to drink the main part of it. But we see from the Mishnah that as long as the wine is there before you, that's considered making kiddush on the cup of wine.
It's not b'di'eved.
Pardon?
It's not b'di'eved.
I suppose it's not ideal. I mean, we don't normally do that. We normally try and hold the cup of wine. But if you're in a situation where you're not holding a cup of wine, it is a valid kiddush. You know, I don't know how. It seems like it's not. I would guess it's not lachatzchel. It's not ideal. But in he says if you're in that situation where you have to do that, then
that's
can't be
ideal.
Done.
You're making kiddush on a cup of wine, which is there. You're saying the words. The wine is there. So why shouldn't it be ideal?
Yeah.
Why do we have to make everything not ideal? It is ideal. We don't.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Have a look in the Sefer Oral Tzion on the Shaias HaTshuvos on Hilchos Kiddush. You can see his exact wording as to how ideal it is or not. I don't remember exactly how ideal or how b'di'evet it is. Please check there. No, say it quietly. Yeah. Well, some people have the minhag that everyone says kiddush with the person. Maybe some of you have this minhag that everyone says kiddush with the person making kiddush.
It's a minhag. It's not a minhag. It's a halucha. There's two haluchas. One is you have to say kiddush in the Shemoneh Esrei. One is you have to say kiddush ala kos. But once you said kiddush ala Shemoneh Esrei, you can say kiddush ala kos in any way you want to. The kiddush ala kos is one of the rabbonon. That's minchas chinuch of Friday nights. How can we be yoitza the frau, the wife, which the wife has got on the reise?
Yeah.
She got the rabbonon. So she said the kiddush Shabbos. It's a whole shmir about that. It is like a tchila. Not everything which is not done like we do it is not like a tchila.
Okay. So some people have the minhag on Friday night. They will all join in the kiddush with the person making kiddush. Anyone? I don't know if anyone has this minhag here. Pardon? Seder night. Yeah, we do it on Seder. There, everyone has their own cup as well. I think the reason for that is in previous generations, not everyone would have understood what was being said at kiddush, and therefore everyone wants to join in with a kiddush. So this was an accepted minhag. Everyone would join in with kiddush, even though they weren't holding a cup of wine at the time. Okay. So let me discuss another case which is relevant to these halachas. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about a case, quotes the Magen Avraham, who speaks about a case of somebody who makes kiddush, and he discovers that he was making kiddush on water. Okay, so his kiddush was not valid, a valid kiddush, but he had in mind to drink more wine later on. So the Magen Avraham says, what should he do? So he should get a cup of wine. He doesn't have to make Bo Pri HaGofen again, but he does have to say kiddush again because he made kiddush on water. So in that case, he says the bracha of kiddush again and then drinks the wine afterwards. Okay, does everyone follow that? Let me say it again. So you have somebody who makes kiddush on what he thinks is wine, but turns out to be water. He intended to drink more wine. His kiddush is not valid because it wasn't on a cup of wine. So afterwards, he brings the wine that he was going to have. He holds the wine. He says kiddush again. And then he drinks the wine afterwards without a bracha because he's already made hagafen. Yeah, everyone understand that? Okay, now, that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. That's how the Mishnah Berurah passes. Sorry?
Why doesn't he say a new hagafen?
Because he had in mind...
If he wasn't yoitz the hagafen already.
Because his hagafen wasn't chal on the water that he had, but since he had in mind to have more wine... And he's got the wine there on the shelf, so he can bring a cup of wine and have the wine afterwards without making a new bracha of Bo Prayer Gofen. Okay? Now, Rabbi Akiva Eiger argues with the Magen Avraham, and he says like this. Now, one second. You made the Bo Prayer Gofen, you didn't talk in between, you made Kiddush, which didn't work, you then, and the Magen Avraham says, you can then take the wine and drink without making another bracha. He says, one second, you made the Hefsek, you've interrupted between the Bo Prayer Gofen and the wine, because you said the bracha of Kiddush in between, and the Kiddush wasn't a good Kiddush. So you've said a bracha in between, a needless bracha, something which has nothing to do with the meal, nothing to do with the wine. So he asked the Magen Avraham, how can the Magen Avraham pasken that the Bo Prayer Gofen works for the new cup of wine? You've interrupted in between. You've said a whole paragraph of Kiddush, which wasn't a good Kiddush. You have to make another Kiddush again. You've interrupted. You have to, says Rikki Vega, no, it's wrong. You have to make a Bo Prayer Gofen again because you interrupted with a Kiddush, which wasn't a good Kiddush. Pardon? Yeah. But where it's a good Kiddush, it's fine because that's the way Beis Hillel, Chazal, institutes a Kiddush. That you make a Gofen, you then make a Kiddush. It's all Tzorei Chasuda because you have to make a Kiddush before you can eat. So any interruption which is for the purpose of the meal, bring salt, the Gemara says, bring a chair, anything which is for the meal is not considered an interruption. So there, certainly a good Kiddush is not an interruption because it's needed for the meal. And that's how Chazal... Yeah, the second Kiddush is good, but the first Kiddush was mistaken. So the Rabbi Kleger says that the first Kiddush, which was not a good Kiddush, and it was said in error, it's not serving any halachic purpose. It's not helping you to eat now. So it's just a brachal of atala. So he says that's an interruption between your Bo Prayer Gofen and your Kiddush. He says you have to make another Bo Prayer Gofen. Any other questions? Okay. Now, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings this machlokas between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and he brings it in the following context. It's brought down in Mincha Shlomo Simen Yud Ches, in the first volume of Mincha Shlomo. It's also brought down in Shmir Shabbos and Perek Mem Zayin, in the Ha'aras there. And he speaks about the following case. He says, let's say somebody makes Havdalah, so they make a Bo Prayer Gofen, they make a Havdalah, and they're holding a cup of wine, and then they remember that they've already made Havdalah. And the whole thing was a waste of time. They've already made Havdalah, they forgot, and they've now made a Bo Prayer Gofen and an extra Havdalah. And this person wants to know, should he then drink the wine so that his Bo Prayer Gofen is not a bracha levatalah? Right? So he's not being Yotz Havdalah now. He's already made Havdalah, but he's just made a Bo Prayer Gofen. He's just said Havdalah again. He wants to know, should he drink the wine so that at least his Bo Prayer Gofen won't be a waste of time? It won't be a bracha levatalah, and it will be a chal on this wine. Sorry? Yeah, so the question is now, is that extra Havdalah, which wasn't necessary, which was really a bracha levatalah, is that considered an interruption between a Bo Prayer Gofen and drinking the wine? Yeah, so says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's very similar to this machlokes that we've seen between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So the Magen Avraham says, a Kiddush that you made in mistake, which is not a good Kiddush, you're not Yotze Kiddush, but it's not an interruption between your Bo Prayer Gofen and your wine. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what does the Magen Avraham mean? So he explains it like this. He says, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Bracha Staf Mem, says, let's say you make a bracha, let's say, Hamoytze Lechem in the Aretz. And before you have your bread, you say, could you bring me some salt? Says the Gemara, that's not considered an interruption, because anything which is said for the purpose of the meal is not considered an interruption. You can still eat the bread without making another bracha. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, let's say you made a mistake and you had salt on your table already. And you say, bring salt, and you didn't realize you had salt there, and then you notice there's salt there. So is that an interruption? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, it's not an interruption. You thought that you needed salt. What you were saying, as far as you were concerned, was for the purpose of your meal. Says the Gemara also says, you're not allowed to eat before you've fed your animals. So let's say you make a bracha, you remember you haven't fed your animals, you're allowed to say, go and feed the animals, because it's an important part of the meal. You can't eat before you fed your animals, so it's not considered an interruption. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, let's say you make your mitzvah lechem minaret, and then you say, oh, quickly, go and feed the cows, we haven't fed the cows. And then you remember you sold your cow yesterday, and you don't have a cow. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not considered an interruption, because you thought that it was necessary for your meal, even though it turns out that it wasn't necessary. And that's what the Magen Avraham meant, he says, where you make Kiddush, you thought that your bracha of Kiddush was necessary for your meal, it then turns out it wasn't necessary, but since at the time you thought it was important for your meal, that's not considered an interruption. And that's what the Magen Avraham meant.
Can you see from Yom Tov, the Yakut Yehosh, so you make Havdullah after the Kiddush, when it's Shabbos, it's Yom Tov, so you make Kiddush, and Havdullah is the Yakut Yehosh.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, there, the Gemara says that's...
The
Gemara Pesachim says that's how you have to do it. So once you have a Seder of the Gemara, so then that's obvious that if you're following the Seder of the Gemara, it's not considered an interruption, because it's all the Chiyuvim with the order that Chazal have given you. The question arises where it turns out that you've made a mistake, and you put something that shouldn't have been. So says... Yeah. So
you don't have a mitzvah to do.
So you're saying that we could possibly say that the Magen Avraham only said his halacha where you're still involved in the mitzvah. Then that wouldn't be considered an interruption. But where you've already finished with the mitzvah, possibly it's worse. So yeah, it certainly is a chiluk. But Rav Shlomo Zalman puts the two together, and he says we learn from the Magen Avraham, which is how we pass on that in that situation where you thought it was necessary, even though it turns out it wasn't necessary, it's not an interruption. Therefore, with Havdalah, he says the same thing. If you made a mistake and you said a Havdalah, which wasn't necessary, but you thought it was necessary, you would be able to make your Beri Pei HaGofen afterwards. If you look in the Shira Shabbos there in Peri and Zion, it's very complicated. He gives many different examples of this. Just to share with you one other one. He says... on the Shvi Shel Pesach, he says, let's say, on Shmini Atzeres, part of Kiddush is Mikah Shechiyonah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov B'fnei Atzma, and you make a Shechiyonah on Shmini Atzeres. So let's say you make a mistake, and in Kiddush of Shvi Shel Pesach, you make a Shechiyonah, thinking that you're supposed to say a Shechiyonah in Kiddush on Seventh Day Pesach. So you say, Bo Pri Agafen, you say Kiddush, and then you say, Shechiyonah V'kimon V'yonaz Manazeh. And then, as soon as you've said that, you realize you made a mistake, there's no Shechiyonu on Shvi Shel Pesach. So again, he compares it to, there are many different examples of this, and he compares it to this case of the Magen Avraham, the case of Havdalah. Here, you thought you were supposed to say it, you thought it was necessary, it turns out it wasn't necessary. But he says that wouldn't be considered an interruption, you can carry on and drink the wine, because you thought that was something you were supposed to say. So there are many different examples of this, it's also connected to women who make Shechiyonu when they light the candles, whether they should say Amen to somebody saying Shechiyonu later on in Kiddush. It's all part of the same discussion. If you look in, again, Shmur Shabbos, Perek Mem Zayin, and Chelek Beis, in the old edition, you'll see there are lots of different examples there of similar cases, when it's considered an interruption and when not. I'd like to go back to another case mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, which is also very relevant. I've seen this happen many times. And also very complicated, many different applications of this halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Ayin Aleph Tesvav, if somebody made Kiddush, and on a cup of wine made a proper Kiddush, and then before they made Beri Pei HaGofen, they spoke before they drank the wine. So we've said it already, if they were talking about something connected to the meal, it's not an interruption. But let's say they made Kiddush, they said the whole bracha, and then they spoke about something completely irrelevant before they drank the wine. So what's the halacha? So I mentioned it briefly before. So your kiddush is a good kiddush, but you have to make another Beri Pei HaGofen before you drink the wine. Now, what about...
Does it make a difference if you
No, no. Any word which is not connected is an interruption. Yeah. Yeah, if you're silent, if you wait, then that's okay, the dieved. But if you say something which is completely not connected to Kiddush, that's an interruption, and you have to make another bracha. Yeah, it's a hesach, you have to make another bracha. Now, let's say somebody listening to the Kiddush, let's say they talk before the person drinks the wine. So you have the person making Kiddush. They make the bracha of Kiddush. Before they drink, somebody else listening who wants to be yotzei the Kiddush speaks. So, do they have to make a bracha again? Do they have to make Kiddush again? So, the Mishnah Berurah says like this, that if somebody else talks, so it's no worse than the person who is making Kiddush if he speaks. Now, the person who's making Kiddush has to make the Borei Piyag Offen again. But for the person who's listening, he doesn't have to make the Borei Piyag Offen again. As long as he's heard Kiddush, even if he shouldn't speak until the person drinks, but if he speaks before the person drinks, so he's Yotze Kiddush, he's performed his mitzvah of Kiddush. And in fact, even if the person doesn't hear the bracha of Borei Piyag Offen, he just hears Kiddush. Let's say, in fact this happened to be over Yom Tov, somebody walks in to Havdalah, after Borei Piyag Offen, and they just hear all the other brachas of Havdalah, or they walk into Kiddush, and they just hear the bracha of Kiddush without hearing the bracha of Borei Piyag Offen, they've still been yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush of Havdalah. The Borei Piyag Offen is for the person making the Kiddush. Now, of course, ideally you should hear the Borei Piyag Offen, but if somebody else doesn't hear the Borei Piyag Offen, or they speak before the person drinks, they've still been yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, if
the one who makes Kiddush Havdalah and he doesn't drink,
yeah. 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 And he doesn't drink it. No, so somebody has to drink it. So somebody has to make a Borei Piyag Offen and drink it. Yeah.
If he's not Yotze, he can't be.
Yeah. Yes, somebody has to drink it. So if the person making Kiddush speaks and doesn't drink it, then yeah, they're not Yotze Kiddush. Somebody has to drink the wine. So
the rest of them,
if
how that works, then the other person could be Yotze because he hasn't heard it.
Yeah, the person listening doesn't need to hear the Goffin, but Dieved. If he just hears the Kiddush, and somebody, and the person making Kiddush held a cup of wine, and at the end makes the Goffin and drinks the wine, as long as you've got all those things together, everyone is Yotze.
In case where the one who would not work.
Yeah.
So why is the one who's listening, and he hasn't heard it, so he's better than No,
he'll need the person to drink it eventually if he didn't hear it. If he didn't hear that goffin or he speaks, he still needs the person to drink it or somebody to drink the wine. Yeah, he needs somebody to drink the wine eventually.
No, but his question is, the person who's made that goffin, he made the brocha, didn't take any wine. Somebody else did drink wine. I want to know why he's drinking the wine is yotze, even though the person who made the kiddush is not yotze, because he didn't drink the wine. That's what he wants
to
know.
You can do that.
Why? You have to say why. He's made the brocha. He's not yotze because he didn't drink.
Yeah.
The other person who's drunk is yotze.
Yeah.
And he wants to know, Rabbi Kiva, why is the other person yotze if the person who made the brocha himself is not yotze?
Yeah, because
that's a good question.
It's a good question. But you can't.
You have to express yourself very clearly.
The halacha is that if somebody makes kiddush. With Kiddush, you can actually make, let's say you're making Kiddush for somebody who's going to eat now, but the person making Kiddush is not eating now. Now, Kiddush has to be B'makom Suda, normally. But let's say you're making Kiddush, you're not eating now, but the person listening is going to eat now. You can do that. The person making Kiddush can make Kiddush for somebody else. If they're going to eat, even though the person making Kiddush is not Yotze, it sounds funny, but it works. Even if the person, somebody has to drink the wine, yeah. Yeah.
Can't be because Yotze was Arvus. It can't be because Arvus.
Arvus, yeah.
That can be then.
Yes, correct. Arvus, correct.
Can be
yes, because of Arvus, yeah.
Arvus.
Yeah. As I said, it's very complicated sugya. Please look into all these halachas. Now, one other thing I wanted to speak about. When we say that somebody makes kiddush and speaks before he drinks the wine, he's yotzei the kiddush as long as he makes the berachah often again. That's only where the Mishnah Berurah says he hasn't completely been mesiach das from kiddush. But let's say he goes on to something completely different, or he walks out of the room and then comes back, or starts a completely different activity. So then you've messed up kiddush, because even if you speak but you're still sort of in the parish of kiddush, it's okay. If you start something completely new, then you have to make kiddush again. You completely be mesiach das. You make kiddush, you speak, and then you start to do something completely different. You then have to make kiddush again. It's not enough just to make Bar Piyah Goffin again. Now, in Rishon Yaakov Fisher and his Hagos of Eben Yisrael, and Eben Yisrael is Mishnah Berurah with the Hagos of Rishon Yaakov Fisher. So he speaks about the following case. And he says, let's say you have a case of somebody making Havdalah in Shul, and the people in Shul want to be Yotzer the Havdalah that they hear in Shul, and they hear the Bar Piyah Goffin and they hear the Havdalah, and then they speak before the person drinks the wine from Havdalah. So he says like this, if they speak, so we said even though they haven't made an interruption, it doesn't matter, they're still Yotzer Havdalah. However, he says like this, let's say they start something completely different. For instance, let's say Hakol Hischilu Ba'amiras V'yiten Lecha. So let's say the person makes Havdalah in Shul, and then the people listening to Havdalah, before he's drunk his wine, start saying V'yiten Lecha. So he says, that's Bevadai Habhasachas Das L'dvar Machem. That's called starting something completely new. V'tzarech Lachzor L'Havdal. And then they're not Yotze Havdalah, because they didn't just interrupt between the Hagofen and drinking the wine. They started something completely new. They said V'yiten Lecha. And where they started something completely new, that then in the parish of a complete Hesach Hadas, and then they're not Yotze Havdalah. So that's what he seems to say here in Hagos of Eben Yisrael, Reish Ayin Aleph, Hagor Hey. Now, I just have a question. Wanted to share a question on this. I think the Shmir Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken, seems to argue with this Ha'ara. And it's for the following reason. Because when do we say that somebody who starts a new thing isn't Yotze Kiddush? That's where they're making the Kiddush. So they've made Bar Piyah Goffin and the Kiddush. And then they start something completely new. So then they haven't been Yotze the Kiddush. However, the person listening, I would have thought, is different. Because he's heard the Havdalah, he's heard the Kiddush. So all he has to do now is wait for the person to drink the wine. So even if he starts something completely different, it's irrelevant. He's heard everything he needs to hear. He didn't even need to hear the Bar Piyah Goffin. He's heard the Havdalah. The person drinking the wine is drinking the wine. So the person who's making the Havdalah is Yotzer. All he's doing now is starting something different. But he anyway didn't need to hear the Bar Piyah Goffin. He's heard the Havdalah. That's fine. It was a good Havdalah. So I'm not sure why Yerushalayim Yaakov says, in that case, he hasn't been Yotzer. And if I'm not mistaken, the Shmir Shabbos seems to argue with Rishon Yaakov. Please check Sivim Mem Zayin. I think he says it is a good Havdalah. What?
Bar Piyah Goffin is not a Bar Piyah Goffin Havdalah of drinking. It's also a mitzvah. So he hasn't finished. The Bar Piyah Goffin belongs to him, the person who heard the Havdalah. He's got to hear Bar Piyah Goffin.
Yeah.
It's not all the Havdalah.
Yeah. No, you don't have to hear the Bar Piyah Goffin.
You have to hear the Bar
Piyah Goffin. No.
Bar Piyah Goffin is it's like a Bar Piyah Goffin
from
the tradition and the Bar Piyah Goffin from Friday night. The Bar Piyah Goffin is a mixed bracha. It's a mitzvah and it's a hanahanes. It's both at the same time. A lot of the mitzvahs after the chuppah they drink because they want to be both.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why it is like that. That's why.
Okay, right. It's a good point that the, but the Shmir Shabbos does say clearly if somebody didn't hear the Bar Piyah Goffin, they are Yotzer. So I'll leave it as a kasha. I believe the Shmir Shabbos argues, although I'm sure the Rishon Yaakov has a very good reason for saying that somebody who's in that case who starts V'yitzen Lecha is not Yotzer Havdalah. So starts off saying this is the Chaim Vital says the schus of being on focus on our brachas, improving our brachas, is an essential part of kedusha. We should all be zeicher to improve on this. Sorry. So the apple juice, yes. Yeah, so in the case of the apple juice, so the number, if the wine was on the table, it's so we said that that's okay, apple juice, but the eved is a chamar medina. If the wine is there, it's good. Although my suffix is a havdalah, where you're not going to drink the wine. Possibly you would need to make another Hagofen. Although possibly you're yotzer with a kiddush on apple juice, which is possibly a Chamar Medina. So in that case, to go back to where I started, it was a possible Chamar Medina, although you might need to make another Berpere Hagofen and drink the wine. Okay.